in Las Vegas. This is LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. I'm Ray Brewer alongside Taylor Byrne, Case Kiefer. We're here every Tuesday morning with the Waking Up with the Sun package. This week, we talk boxing. Manny Pacquiao, Tim Bradley Jr. fighting in town Saturday, MGM Grand. And you guys know this, I love the heavyweights. Nothing against Pacquiao or Floyd Mayweather, but I remember a time, you know, when I was a student at UNLV, I worked at the Rebel Yell, and we get credentials for the fights, and we get to see Big Riddick Bowe and Evander Holyfield, guys that could possibly knock each other to the ground, and it was just this big event with the anticipation because of the pure power. Nothing against Pacquiao, nothing against Mayweather. Had to get it off my chest in the first minute of the show. I'm excited for the fight, but I want to see somebody hit the floor.
But you wish they weighed 100 pounds more each.
Exactly.
All right, if unless I break the streak here and bring something else up, this show is going to be like 15 other of our shows, or probably not 15, probably five, the last five big boxing bouts we've had on the show. It starts with you and I arguing if it's better to watch heavyweights or lighter weight classes, which I say I like a balance. I like to see both. And then it turns into Pacquiao versus Mayweather. So I'm assuming these are the only two things we're going to talk about. Unless I switch course, so I'll do it. I'm going to tell you what. I am so fired up for this fight. I'm fired up for Bradley versus Pacquiao. I think Bradley is a great opponent for him. These are the kind of guys I want to see them fight. I know, and this doesn't always work for everyone else. I loved the Victor Ortiz Floyd Mayweather matchup. It ended up, you know,
that turned out to be a good fight.
I mean, it could have, but I feel like I didn't
it turned out.
The way it ended was just ridiculous on both sides, on both Ortiz and Mayweather's side. But that was the last fight that really got me excited. Now I like this one. I want to see these guys fighting these, you know, top prospect guys that have been built up, undefeated. I'd much rather see that than, you know, recycled opponents or guys that are just a little bit over the hill. I want to see guys in their prime, young, that can give Pacquiao trouble, and I think that Timothy Bradley's that guy.
So Shane Mosley falls into the over the hill category?
Oh, Shane Mosley was like he was the worst. I mean, I wasn't even in, if you remember, before the Marquez fight. I totally didn't care about Marquez. I thought Pacquiao was going to beat him easily. It turned out to be a good fight, so I was wrong. But that one just didn't even have me excited. This one has me excited. I want to see these young guys that in boxing circles we've been hearing so much about for years. I mean, when Timothy Bradley beat Devin Alexander at the beginning of last year, everyone was saying, oh, this guy's the next big thing, so big. And yet you still see guys like Bob Arum try to hold them back and want to build their profile a little bit more. I don't want to see that. I want to see these guys that are supposed to be the best in the next generation. I want to see them fight the guys from this generation that are supposed to be the best. So I'm really excited for this one.
Okay, and we've talked until we're blue in the face, Pacquiao, Mayweather, for the last 3 or 4 years, trying to get these guys in the same ring at the same time. And along the way, I think they've won with a few bumps in the road with relative ease. And I think one of the reasons, Case, if I know you, one of the reasons why you're excited for this fight is because Pacquiao did show a little weakness in his last fight against Cotto. Some feel that he could have lost. And now Bradley, who's up and coming and good, I think has as good a chance as anybody in the last 3 or 4 years, guys, against Mayweather or Pacquiao to win. Now, to win, I think he's going to have to knock him out because there's no way you're going to outpoint Pacquiao in Vegas. But I think Bradley, and we're talking the last 3-4 years, because I think we've all been afraid and on eggshells that either Pacquiao or Mayweather is going to lose, which would kind of trigger probably a rematch clause, and we wouldn't get the fight that we want to see. And I think Bradley, in my humble opinion, has as good a chance as anybody to beat Pacquiao or Mayweather.
Yeah, I think, Case, you've been saying that for a while, that Bradley, or when we would always jump to after this upcoming fight, this was even before Mayweather's victory against Cotto, that Pacquiao getting through Bradley was not a guaranteed thing at all. And I'm curious what you think. I saw the first episode of 24/7, and just when Pacquiao was talking about his last fight, talks about how he wasn't focused, how his training wasn't there, and all this kind of stuff that, you know, could be legitimate, or he could just be making up excuses at, you know, for all this, that he didn't take him seriously. And I'm just curious kind of what you think as far as whether he's just saying that stuff, or if you think, if, you know, now he's got the training regimen out as he wants it, if, you know, he'll put on a better performance.
I think there's something to his recent performance. I don't know how you guys feel. I guess just being around fighting a lot, and you guys both have too, every time someone has a subpar performance, they just have so many excuses. It's even worse than other sports. And I feel like this might be a little bit more serious issue for Pacquiao than just in his last fight. I think his last year and a half, I don't think he's looked great. I mean, he's still the number two guy in the world, number one, according to some people. But he hasn't been absolutely unstoppable like he was that stretch of 2 or 3 years when he was fighting Hatton and Cotto. He looked amazing. Now, going back to the Mosley fight, I mean, yeah, Mosley didn't want to engage, but Pacquiao didn't exactly blow anyone away there. And we put a lot of the blame on Mosley, and now I think maybe that was wrong. Pacquiao didn't really have a killer instinct in that fight. Even the Margarito fight, when I watched the replay, I mean, he was good. He beat Margarito easily, but he's a whole nother level of Margarito. He didn't absolutely just demolish him like he was these guys like, you know, how do you say the one guy's name? Clutie or Clottie, whatever that guy's name is.
Jonathan Clottie.
Yeah, I mean, Josh, I think it's Josh, Joshua, right? Yeah, he just destroyed him, destroyed Cotto, Hatton. I don't think he's had a performance like that in a year and a half. So I'm looking at more than just the last Marquez fight to where I think he has lost a little bit, but I got to agree with what Ray said. I've been a little less bold now going into this fight the more I've thought about it, saying that Bradley has a great chance to beat him. I think Bradley has a chance, but my problem with Bradley is he doesn't have a ton of power. And unless you go in there and just absolutely take it from Pacquiao, he's probably going to win a close decision. Because, I mean, it's just, it's inherent bias. I'm not saying that, you know, Top Rank is paying off the officials.
Oh, I would
something.
Never
like,
say that. No
like,
way.
You know, crazy boxing fans think there's a fix in every time. But I'm just saying there's an inherent bias with a guy like Manny Pacquiao. If it's a close round, he's probably going to win it. And I don't see Bradley stopping him. So I really think this might be another fight like Marquez where it's, you know, 114, 114, 115, 113, 116, 112 majority decision Pacquiao.
Is this like the stars in the NBA getting the benefit on
Yeah,
calls?
It's kind of like that. Yeah. I mean, and I don't even think it's worth complaining. That's kind of how I
it
feel.
Just exists.
That's
it's
how I
always
feel it
been
is.
That way.
Yeah.
If you're in the championship corner, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt. LasVegasSun.com sports talk right here on Tuesday morning. You're driving into work, listening to the Las Vegas Sun package of shows. Sports on Tuesday. We got politics, entertainment, business, 8 a.m. during the week right here on 91.5 KUNV. Today, we're talking boxing. Pacquiao, Bradley, Saturday night, MGM. Case Kiefer, Taylor Byrne, Ray Brewer breaking it down for you. Case, I think you make a good point. Here's the question, though. Is Pacquiao, who's in his mid-30s, is the tread coming off the tires a little bit? You make a good point. The last year or so, he hasn't been the Pacquiao that dominated. Or is the fact that the guy is so busy that he's not as good as he used to be? The guy's a congressman in his native Philippines. He does all these charity things. He's on Jimmy Kimmel virtually every other week. He somehow is a singer. I sing probably better than him, but it takes time. He's got all these extra activities. Is he not focusing enough on boxing? Or do you combine that a little bit with the age and that the tread could be coming off the tires?
Sometimes when we touch. I heard that so many times last time he fought. Yeah. I'm glad I have it this time. You brought this up last time, I think, that you thought maybe he was too distracted. And I kind of scoffed at it and said, that's ridiculous. He's Manny Pacquiao. He's going to be fine. Maybe I'm coming around a little bit to you. I still don't think it's a factor. But I think that, you know, if, like I said, I think he's not quite – I don't think he's really – I think when he was at his best was 2 years ago, and I think he's not quite at his best anymore, and maybe that does have something to do with it. You know, maybe just very subtly he's putting in a few less hours in at the gym or something, but I wouldn't completely shoot you down like I did, I think, last time we talked about this.
You're talking about all these distractions. I think that's kind of going back to what I was talking about earlier where he says that his last training camp wasn't as good as it could be, and that was part of the reasons that he wasn't focused. He did have his attentions elsewhere. He was still living – you know, kind of a crazy lifestyle that he now, you know, that's very much what he's about now is in his free time. He's like hosting little
Bible studies,
like Bible
right?
studies. Yeah.
Well, here's my thing with Pacquiao. I totally understand that the natural response of a fighter when you nearly get beat is to say, well, my training camp wasn't pristine. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't crisp. And I wasn't at my best. But my question in response to that is, why wouldn't you be at your best? We got to remember, Mark, this is the third time they had fought, and he was lucky to escape both times.
But it's not like this was
a new guy. Marquez maybe had an advantage where style-wise he matched up against Pacquiao better, and Bradley better watch the tape and try to duplicate that. But if I'm Pacquiao, and if I know I've struggled against this guy twice, I'd make sure, because one loss and it's over. I mean, this guy's demanding $50-60+ million a fight. He says he's only going to fight another, a year and a half, give or take?
I think it's going to be I don't know if it'll stick, but I think he's going to walk away after next May. I think he's got two more fights after this.
I hope
for
he
the
does.
Election.
I wish it would be over with. Let's get the fight we all want. Mayweather-Pacquiao. Listen, the show, we're almost 10 minutes in. We finally mentioned it. I just find it ridiculous that he would say in this 24-7 that he wasn't at his best. It'd be like, you know, I can't even make it a comparison to another sport, but you're lucky to beat a team a few times, and then you got to play them a third time, and you're just like, oh, well, we've already beaten them twice.
I think you could also then, if you're saying maybe from Pacquiao's perspective that he was like overconfident, I think that's part of what he said is that he didn't take it seriously enough, is that it wasn't a rematch from like a year before. It had been a while since they had fought that second time, and Pacquiao had accomplished a lot in the interim. And so, you know, that was like when his career had really taken off. And so I could maybe see getting big head from. But I think it's more excuses than anything else. But I generally think that it, you know, when fighters are kind of talking like this.
Okay, if Marquez wins both those fights with Pacquiao or all three of those fights with Pacquiao, Case, is he mentioned in the same breath as Manny Pacquiao?
Wait, what?
If he
beat him three times?
Yeah, because all three of the fights were could arguably – I think they fought to a draw once, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the first one, though, was I think, like, I could be wrong, 2004, maybe 2003. So it was before Pacquiao was this absolute superstar. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're going back that far when it was a draw, I mean, obviously everything changes. And I don't know if Marquez is – I mean, definitely he would be a star if he beat Pacquiao the first two times. I don't know if he's quite as marketable as Pacquiao. I think boxing is happy that Pacquiao – things played out the way they did. I don't think it could have played out much better.
Boxing is happy or Top Rank is happy?
Well, I think both. You know, I don't know who we would make like this boxing representative of. Yeah, but really I think the sport in general has gotten a higher profile from Manny than I think it probably would have for Marquez because of all the stupid stuff that we were talking about, appearing on the shows and doing all of his singing. But then, you know, the fact that he is a congressman, like that's just, that pulls people's interest.
And, you know, he's very popular in the Philippines. You know, you've heard stories.
He's popular here.
Just throwing money to poor people. And for people in the Philippines, they look at him, you know, a guy who had nothing, you know, a guy who is small in stature, a guy who, you know, grew up on the streets, turn into this worldwide superstar, it gives you hope. And listen, Manny Pacquiao, for all intents and purposes, seems like he's a great guy. Okay, if you're buying into everything that they're forcing us to buy into, would it seem that Floyd Mayweather, who by the way, late last week reported to prison, would be the villain, and that Manny Pacquiao would be the hero? Good versus bad. Right,
I think that's what they want, but
that's the story.
Manny is not, you know, he's not the complete do-gooder hero that wants it to be. Like there, it's obvious as with most things, it's more complex than that. But that is the on the surface, because people just see the Mayweather persona, the money, and just like are reviled by it.
Did you get Miss Jackson's tweet this weekend?
I don't follow Miss Jackson.
I do not either.
Oh, Floyd. She put Floyd's prisoner ID number and the address in case you wanted to send him a gift.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow, they're going to be
just
flooded. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know. I think Pacquiao's definitely a good guy, but I wouldn't say a problem with him, but sometimes I don't know what to believe. He says, I feel like he's got a really carefully crafted image where Mayweather is just a lot more, for better or for worse, usually worse, he's just, you know, going to say what he says. He's going to do what he does.
I think Mayweather is pretty crafty,
yeah, that's true. I mean, he changed everything, but I still feel like he's not – his image as a whole, I guess, is crafted. But when you're talking to him one-on-one, I feel like he doesn't have much of a filter. And I think Pacquiao is much more of a filter. And I don't know. I feel like – I don't know. I find Mayweather, even though it's ridiculous, I find him a little more believable.
Yeah,
when you look,
I struggle with it because he had a very impassioned speech. Like when after the arrivals for his Cotto fight, there was just like a small room get together with a bunch of the writers, and it went like more than an hour. And kind of towards the end of that, he was getting really riled up. It was of course talking about Pacquiao stuff, and he like stood up and was getting, you know, very defensive in this impassioned speech. And I left. I was like, I don't know if I believe a single word that you just said.
He's definitely got a little BS artist in him.
Oh, completely.
I would agree with you. But sometimes he really does, I think, speak from the heart. Now, I don't know if he's trying to convince himself of what he's saying. Where with Pacquiao, at least for me, is that typically you go to cover something with Manny Pacquiao, he's an hour and a half late, he gets there, and he speaks three words.
Oh, yeah, because Floyd's on time.
No. I'm just saying, you're right. Boxing.
I would much rather listen to Floyd Mayweather speak or have media interactions with him than Manny Pacquiao. I guess what I'm
I think no what matter what, it's probably more
Manny Pacquiao, very calculated in everything he says, and he's got that image where, you know, he's going to go to mass before he goes and talks to the media. And it's just, you know, part of you wants to see Bradley win and shake this whole thing up. I really do. You know, Bradley, you know, could be a superstar. And some of his story is starting to come out. You're listening to LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk, looking ahead to this weekend's Manny Pacquiao, Tim Bradley Jr. story. But I read a great feature on Yahoo.com this week about how Tim Bradley had like $10 to his name. And he's overcome, and look where he's at now. And here's a guy who's been nothing short of perfect in the ring. Maybe this guy is the future of boxing, which, by the way, last time I checked, and I know we've talked about this a million times, is searching for some bona fide superstars.
Yeah, it's got its two that appear to be headed for the end in the next 2 years. You know, if you believe both that Manny, who, you know, like Kay said earlier, probably has next year, maybe, so two more fights after Bradley, and Mayweather says he's done in 2 years, but he's retired before, so who knows what actually is
that guy will run out of money. He'll run out of money before he gets out of he's somehow spending money right now.
He's gonna have to find a way to spend a lot of money if he's gonna run out of
I think both those guys will stick to their word. I think they will retire within the next 2 years. I think the question is if it'll stick or not, but I'd be surprised if both of them don't walk away by the end of 2013.
Here's the deal. Are you at all, and I know we've asked this question before, but are y'all worried that the window for a possible Mayweather-Pacquiao fight's closing, just in for this to be the blockbuster fight of the, you know, century fight? Wouldn't it be best to have these two guys in their prime? Because I think both on the way down.
Yeah, it would have been best to have it, you know, two, three years ago. But that, you know, it didn't happen. I still doubt that it ever will, and I'm honestly okay with that at this point. It used to really...
Oh, I'm more than okay with that.
It used to really annoy me, and I just couldn't understand it, but now I'm just tired of it. Like, I want them to retire so that we don't have to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, I'm tired of it too, and I think I've just now have come around to thinking it's never going to happen. For years, ever since I've been here, ever since I was ever first even barely around boxing, I said they were going to find a way to get it done. There's just too much money. But now, I mean, you talk to people that know a lot more about boxing than me. You talk to people that are around boxing every day, and they're saying it's never going to happen. So I'm kind of leaning that way. If I had to bet yes or no right now, I think I'm betting no. And part of the reason is, like we said, Pacquiao probably has two fights left. I think for sure one of those two is going to be a huge money fight with Marquez at Cowboy Stadium. They're already talking about it. That's going to be easier to put together than Mayweather. So you have that maybe in November. Then, you know, you have one last chance next May. And who knows? I don't have much faith it's going to happen.
Do you guys think there's much interest in Marquez 4?
Oh, yeah.
Like, would that do well on pay-per-view?
Supposedly. I mean, I honestly, once again, do not really care to see it. But supposedly, I mean, it's just it would have done better numbers than this Bradley fight.
I was there at the last – at the third version of this fight, and I could have seen three more rounds. I thought it was a great fight.
It was a great fight, and I actually just rewatched it yesterday.
But I'm sure the buzz from that night has worn off a little bit, and now it's like, okay, two older guys, do we care to watch them for a fourth time?
Yeah, I see,
that's how I feel, but from what I've been told and what everyone was talking about afterwards, it would still sell, you know, 1.5, 1.6 million pay-per-views, which is quite a lot.
For one fight, I mean, that's absolutely atrocious. Let me ask you this, LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. Floyd Mayweather's undefeated. Manny Pacquiao's got 50-plus wins and has won, I think it's six separate weight class championships.
I think it's eight.
I thought it was eight. Yes. Mayweather is at five or six.
I lose track, put it that way. Where in this train of thought does legacy play into how these guys micromanage the end of their careers? Does their legacy include proving themselves in the ultimate test, which would be against each other, or would their legacy still be where it is and elevated and one of the greatest of all time, despite not being a heavyweight, if they don't fight each other?
For Mayweather, I think in his own eyes, first and foremost, is at zero. He cares so much about that and thinks that his undefeated record dictates how he will be remembered, whether or not he fights Pacquiao. That's one of his lines that he repeats over and over, and it's one of the few that I actually believe. I think that zero matters more to him than fighting Manny. I completely believe that.
Does the zero to Floyd Mayweather matter more than money to the head of the money team?
Yes.
You think so?
Absolutely. Because if he had that zero in a healthy family, he could be happy being poor.
I
believe, because he would go around, he'd still be able to talk about it, and he'd still be able to say, I am Floyd Mayweather, I went, you know, whatever in O, you know, no one can beat me, I'm the best. Like, he, you know, that's what he focuses on.
Are we talking like zero. Poor like Mike Tyson, or poor, Ray Brewer?
I'm just saying, you know, he cares so much about that, and I completely believe that part of it is genuine, that he, above all else, wants to retire undefeated. And that matter, I think it will negatively affect him. Like, people would say he had his ear, he was undefeated, but he didn't fight Manny. I think most people would say that. He doesn't care.
But are they going to say he didn't fight Manny, or he, quote unquote,
ducked him
or chickened out?
There's a lot of people who say that.
See, I think there will still be some people, but and I'm very happy about this. I think in the last couple years, the public has began to realize more that it's not Mayweather ducking him, and it's a fault of everyone involved, both mm-hmm. sides. So I think it's a lot less now of him chickening out, which was just never true. But it was really, I think anyone that ever watches boxing, the most casual fan, I'd say it was about 75% of people probably thought that a couple years ago. And now I would say it's definitely under 50, and they realize that this is just flawed on every end.
But before I moved to Las Vegas, I thought it was like completely Mayweather's fault. But I also, at that time, thought that Manny would definitely win. And now, I think, if the fight was, like, set tomorrow, I think I'd take Mayweather.
See, I never thought that Manny would win. Even 2 years ago, I always thought that Floyd, and that he's kind of got that find-a-way-to-win, never-say-die mentality. And I always thought that Floyd was going to win. Even when, back in the day, a lot of people said Manny was the best pound for pound and Floyd was retired, I was like, well, if Floyd was involved in the mix, he would surpass him.
When I first moved here, 2009, I think it was when Mayweather came out of retirement, both of them fought within like 3 weeks. And I remember the books opened right after they both fought. They had to fight within a year. They opened it a pick on -110, -110. And I was like, oh my God, I want to bet so much on Mayweather. I've always thought Mayweather would beat him. Woke up the next day after they posted it, and Mayweather was at like -150. So it tells you where the sharp money was coming in on that.
Now, he might have bet it himself, though.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. But
he's got 50 backing up the Brinks truck.
Yeah. But
I just think with that fight, Case and Taylor, LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk, there's so much money to be had that it's crazy that this fight can't happen. And it leads me to think, pretend that I don't know anything about anything. It leads me to think that there's too many people trying to get paid off this fight.
It's in the immortal world words, more money, more problems. Yeah. Like there's so much money out there that now it's trying to decide how it gets divided up. And that's where the arguments become really contentious.
And that's where, for me, as just average Joe Blow fan, I want to know, well, shouldn't these boxing purists that they should be, shouldn't they say for the good of the sport or the good of the fan, let's find a way to make this happen?
Why would they care about the good of the sport?
What's a million or two when you're getting 50? I mean,
neither, even if both of them, I don't even think either of them would say they care, but even if they do, neither of them care about the good of boxing, in my opinion.
Okay, who does care about the good of boxing?
I think people that are into it, the fan, I mean, the hardcore fans, I think definitely do.
The unnamed boxing that we named earlier.
Yeah.
whoever represents that, if we could figure that out, they care.
One thing I think is overlooked about this weekend that I think is really interesting is that Timothy Bradley is kind of like Mayweather light. He does a lot of the same things. I think it's kind of interesting. Obviously, he's not on that level, but I think he's going to sit back and let Pacquiao come forward, and he's going to try to counter. He's going to be really defensive. I think that his style kind of reminds me of Mayweather. So, you know, I think this would be a good test to see. If Pacquiao just totally, you know, destroys him, dominates him. Maybe that says something about how Mayweather would match up with him.
And not to get too inside boxing here, but if you look at Pacquiao's last two fights, Mosley and Marquez, he really was – I mean, not that anybody was the aggressor in the Mosley fight, but it wasn't like in Marquez he was trying to dictate the pace. He tried to there at the end when he thought that he was in trouble. But if anything, I think that, you know, if you're looking at this as a dance partner, I think Pacquiao needs to be led around the ring a little bit. And that I think if Bradley maybe was the aggressor and tried to take it, contradicting what you say, if he was the aggressor and tried to go at him, I think he might be able to have his way. Because if you are going to win on points, you're going to have to throw more punches and you're going to have to be the man.
Yeah, I just don't think he's going to. I don't necessarily disagree with you. Rewatching the Marquez-Pacquiao fight, though, I feel like that's why Pacquiao did end up winning. I felt like he was more aggressive than Marquez. I think Marquez landed the bigger shots, but a lot of the bigger shots he's landing were countering Pacquiao. I felt like Pacquiao was, and both of them were being aggressive at different times, but I feel like if you watch it beginning to end, Pacquiao was coming forward more. And that's part of the reason why I actually don't disagree with the decision rewatching it. I thought Pacquiao won.
LasVegasSun.com sports doc. Closing up here on a Tuesday morning. We're here every Tuesday, part of the Waking Up with the Sun package, talking about this week's Bradley Pacquiao fight. Obviously, Mayweather's in prison. We've got about a minute left on the show. We'll be able to give you our predictions. Is anybody here going to pick Bradley?
Nope. I'm going to say no, because I was leaning that way probably a couple weeks ago, but I just can't quite do it. If I'm betting it, though, I think Bradley might be around plus 300. I think I would take Bradley, but I'm taking Pacquiao to win.
And he gives you some value. Actually, we got about 2 minutes left in the show. I cannot see today, even though I have my glasses on. So I guess we'll try to
see. Yeah, Pacquiao minus 450. I think if I'm just taking him straight up to win, I think I
would. Would you go take $450 out of your bank to get a free night in Vegas?
No.
$450 to win $100. That buys you three drinks after the fight at MGM.
I would not do that, no.
You wouldn't do that. Case, would you?
So, I repeat the question one more time. I'm kind of confused.
Would you go put $450 on Pacquiao to win $100? Basically a free night in Vegas.
In this fight? No.
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 No, not in this fight.
No.
And
too much doubt. That's why I think if you're betting it, I do think Bradley has some value.
The value.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to bet Bradley either, but certainly if I had to go bet $100 right now, it's going to be on Timothy Bradley.
Okay.
That'd get you a few nights in Vegas.
Yeah, oh, that would get you a few nights in
there
Vegas.
There you go.
At LasVegasSun.com sports talk. I would like to just see somebody win by knockdown. I really would.
Knockout.
I'd like to see somebody not knocked out cold.
That's one thing I would definitely bet, and I could be wrong, that it's going to go to decision. I just don't see either fighter finishing the other. I think they're both tough, and I think they both. I think Pacquiao has a better chance at the knockout for sure. I definitely just do not see Bradley being aggressive enough to knock him out.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the celebrities that are going to be there. You know, LL Cool J two fights ago came. Did the entrance song for Sugar Shane, which was a highlight for me. Big LL fan.
When he brought your favorite Paris Hilton to the stage.
Yeah, that was awesome too. LasVegasSun.com sports talk. Talk to you next week.